Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. When the Houthis rejoice at the mobilization of the Bakil and Hashid tribes and the beating of the drums of war between them, on Saturday, July 26, 2025, Sheikh Hamid Mansour Radman was killed in the Al Hayat area, Ayal Surya district, in Imran governorate, by his son-in-law, Hamir Saleh Rattas Falaita Abu Udur, head of Al Hayat Police Department. The killing of Sheikh Radman came after he left his home following a family dispute. The killer holds the position of chief of the police department, whose duty is to protect lives, property, and honor, and to ensure the comfort and safety of the community, dispelling its troubles, maintaining peace throughout, and deterring violators and aggressors against people's lives, not to intentionally take the life of his own father-in-law by shooting him in a public street. Until now, the Houthi authority has not carried out what Allah has obligated in dealing with the killer. They forcibly arrest whomever they wish, from those who oppose them in thought and belief, or from those who oppose their unjust policy. But as for criminals, murderers, and aggressors against people's lives who shed innocent blood without right, they do not care about their matter, because they are not true shepherds and have not yet transformed from the mentality of a sect to that of a state. Nor do they look at the subjects with an equal view. Rather, the foundation of their rule is based on discrimination, fanaticism, and racism, along with delay, procrastination, and stalling in prosecuting those among them who commit crimes. The biggest proof of this is leaving the criminal Falaita under their protection, and before him the killer of Sheikh Ahmed Salim al-Sakani and the rapist of the girl Jannat and many others, not to mention the acts of killing, blowing up houses, besieging villages, and striking people with heavy weapons in Rida'. Their leniency in arresting the killer as he committed a crime indicates that there is more to the matter than meets the eye. They must know that everyone is equal before the Sharia of Allah, regardless of the killer's job or status, and that whoever plays with the mine will have it explode on him, and whoever puts poison will drink it, and whoever relies on other than Allah, Allah will punish him with it. Are the Houthis waiting for many years to pass after the killing of Sheikh Radman so that Muhammad Ali al-Houthi can reconcile the tribes in murder cases as propaganda for the group? We know well that the Houthis will not follow the famous saying of the well-known Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided Caliph Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, "The strong among you is weak to me until I take the right for him." In his speech upon assuming the Khilafah, Caliphate, after the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what do the Houthis say about the saying of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam?
وَلَوْ أَنَّ فَاطِمَةَ بِنْتَ مُحَمَّدٍ سَرَقَتْ لَقَطَعْتُ يَدَهَا.
If Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, were to steal, I would cut off her hand. Narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. The Houthis leaving the two tribes of the killer and the victim to mobilize their men for a potential confrontation is a major crime for which they bear the burden. They are able to rule by the saying of Allah Almighty, وَلَكُمْ فِي الْقِصَاصِ حَيَاةٌ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And there is for you in legal retribution, saving of life, O you people of understanding, that you may become righteous. Al-Baqarah 179. And the family of the victim must adhere to the saying of Allah Almighty, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيهِ سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يُسْرِفُ فِي الْقَتْلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. And do not kill the soul which Allah has forbidden, except by right. And whoever is killed unjustly, we have given his heir authority, but let him not exceed limits in the matter of taking life. Indeed, he has been supported by the law. Al-Isra 33. Unless the Houthis want to achieve other aims and make ruling by what Allah has revealed the last of their objectives, It is one of the calamities inherited from these secular regimes that the issues of blood feuds are used by the ruling system whenever it wishes and subdued whenever it wishes. The blood of the innocent to them is for bargaining and for fulfilling their desires to remain on their crooked seats of power. The former regime used it repeatedly, and the Houthis now follow its path. The influence of the tribe in Yemen is great, and the Kuffar, disbelieving West, is aware of this. Therefore, it has worked through the criminal rulers to destroy this influence and corrupt its leaders with money. Britain, with cunning and deceit, has worked through the Gulf princes to offer money to many of them. As for America, it strives hard to crush the tribes, fragment them, and eliminate their leaders by various means, some of them by striking them against each other, some by creating rival sheikhs to those loyal to Britain and its agents, some by expelling them from the country and finding replacements, impoverishing and humiliating them and getting rid of them, and by kindling blood feuds among them. This is the reality of what has happened and is happening to many of them. So when will the tribes become aware of what is being planned for them? We in Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya of Yemen, address you, the notables of the Bakil and Hashid tribes, and all the tribes of Yemen, to be aware of the plan of fragmentation, weakening, and distraction being carried out against you, and to respond to the call of Allah Almighty. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. And hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not become divided. And remember the favor of Allah upon you when you were enemies, and He brought your hearts together, and you became by His favor brothers, and you were on the edge of a pit of the fire, and He saved you from it. Thus does Allah make clear to you His verses that you may be guided. Ali Imran 103. And to adhere to the call of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مَا بَالُ دَعْوَ الْجَاهِدِيَّةِ. Then he said, دَعُوهَا فَإِنَّهَا مُنْتِنَةً. What is the matter with the call of Jahiliyyah? Leave it, for it is rotten. Narrated by Al-Bukhari. O brothers, stop the calls for fighting and block the path of the shaitan that makes one another's blood lawful. The killer must be handed over and the ruling hukum of Allah implemented upon him. You must realize that the previous and current rulers in North and South Yemen are employees of the Kuffar West, implementing its secular systems and referring to the Crusader United Nations, while the Book of Allah is on our hands, neglected, not referred to except in recitation that does not go beyond the throats of those who memorize it. You are capable of overthrowing the agent ruling regimes and establishing the rule of Islam in their place. Must make the law of Allah the judgment between you. Refer to it. Reject the laws of kufr and the plots of the enemies, and support those working to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, just as the Aus and Khazraj supported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Yathrib, and that among you be Sa'd bin Mu'adh, may Allah be pleased with him, and at whose death the throne of the Most Merciful shook, and 70,000 angels attended his funeral. Your sons from the Bakil and Hashid tribes are in all parts of the state and in all fighting fronts in Yemen, even holding leadership positions in the armed forces and security. They are capable of sweeping away the rulers and establishing the rule of Islam. Hizb al-Tahrir and Wilaya Yemen calls upon the people of faith and wisdom to work with it to resume the Islamic way of life and to rule by what Allah has revealed by establishing the second Khilafah Rashida on the method of the prophethood, which will implement Islam among them and unite the lands of the Muslims under the Raya banner of the Uqab. Hizb al-Tahrir, known by many of you, has the sound methodology, the straight path, the capability and competence, and the adopted constitution ready for implementation, derived from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the first day the state is declared, it works among you and with you for this great goal, and it works in more than 40 countries around the world, including Yemen, with faith, seeking reward, struggle, and striving until what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to be achieved is achieved. And it has men who have been true to what they pledge to Allah until the victory of Allah is realized. Allah Almighty said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to him you will be gathered. Al-Anfal 24, Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Yemen.